cheers his film before a live studio audience.
I don't know, Eddie. Try under the bed. Oh, if they're not there, look in the back of the closet or behind the dresser or in the washing machine. Yeah, if you still can't find them, call me back. I swear to God, that man would lose his head if it weren't bolted on.
What's up there, Carla?
Eddie wants to take the twins for a walk.
Can't find his shoes, huh?
No, I can't find the twins.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
No, no, it was my fault. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I'm just fine, but how nice of you to be so completely concerned.
Well, you know, you can't be too careful these days.
Yeah.
So, when's your baby due?
I'm not pregnant.
Oh. Well, then I really am sorry.
Well, why don't you just watch where you're going the next time, Buster? Sam, does this outfit make me look like I've put on a little weight?
The outfit? Yeah, no, that's what it must be. Right. Yeah, turn around. Let me see. Yeah, blame it on the outfit.
You know, you've been wearing a lot of fat clothes recently, haven't you?
Oh, just shut up, butthead.
She called me a butthead. I think I'm gonna cry.
Oh, don't worry, Sam. It only looks that way from the back. Want another beer, Mr. P?
Love to, Woody, but I gotta get back to painting Fraser and Lilith's place. This is the first job anyone's given me in like 4 months, so I'm not gonna do anything to jeopardize it. I'm really making an effort this time to be the kind of dependable professional that I'd like to have working for me.
See you, Mr. Peterson.
Budwood?
Said I'll see you.
Well, damn it, Woody, now you made me late, man. All right, as long as I'm late, I'll just have another beer, I guess.
Oh, much better. Yes, much better. Yes. You know, I never thought our wedding portrait lived there. Where should it go, Yvonne?
Here's a spot.
Perfect. Why clutter a home with mementos?
Did I tell you last night I programmed myself to dream about your space?
You didn't. We're thrilled.
To begin with, we lose this wall.
By lose, do you mean we redesign it so that it practically disappears, or lose, we knock it down so that we're left facing the back of our stove?
Fret not. We'll be transforming Il Cucina into an atrium.
I love this idea. I adore it. But what about eating?
I design. I don't eat. Now, over here, I imagine removing the ceiling and extending the wall up to the second story, culminating in a skylight to flood the room with natural illumination.
But, that's our bedroom up there.
Is that all you people think about? Eating and sleeping? Tell me this was a gift.
Doctor, might I have a word with you?
Certainly, Doctor.
How do you feel about Yvonne?
feel. Lilith, the man is one of the most famous designers in the city. It's been written up in every magazine from Metropolitan Home to HG. He's got more awards on his shelves than we have shelves. I'd like to beat the crap out of him.
Maybe we should let him go.
If that's your final decision, my cherub, I concur.
The heave-ho.
Wait. At the risk of sounding sexist, I do believe this is man's work. It requires a firm hand. Please feel free to leave the room if you must. This could get unpleasant. Sir? You're too good for us. Your masterful design would make our poor little lives just seem drab by comparison. Of course, we'll see to your severance pay. 2 weeks? 6 months.
Fine.
I can't tell you what a once-in-a-lifetime thrill it's been to bask in your talent. Bye-bye now. Walk the steps.
I only hope he can recover from that tongue lashing. So, Dandelion, now that you've given away the farm to Yvonne, do you have some Swiss bank account we can empty to pay another decorator?
Well, I'll go that one better, Dovebar. I submit that between the two of us, we have enough taste and intelligence to redesign our own habitat. Sans outside help.
Bite me. I love you.
Take back my bite. We suck.
Much better. Much better.
Pardon me?
Yes, by simply moving that chair, an intimate conversation area is created, at the same time opening up a new traffic pattern that gives the entire room a whole new dynamic sense of flow.
Plus, I can spackle behind here. Of course, if you really want a better shot at the intimate thing, I'd take these, Louis XIV jobbies. And move them over like so. Get the table over this way. Okay, now this table would have to come like yay. All right. And sofa would come around this way. Of course. Okay, now that desk has got to come out of there. You put the piano into the bay, all right? That chrome and glass you put into the harbor. Tell you what, I'd move into the warm tones, all right? Reupholster, redrape the whole damn thing. Splash a little bit of paisley around. Throw down a nice Bokhara rug. Top it off with a fine piece or two of chinoiserie, and we're there. Bite us, Norm. We love you.
So, what do you got in there, Whiskey?
Oh, boy, my Aunt Edna's killer fudge brownies.
Oh, killers, eh?
Yeah, they're called that because the first time my Uncle Ford ever smelled them baking, he came running in from the field and got hit by a combine. He hung on for a few days. At the end, he was just praying to die. Well, eat up, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey, Rebecca. Want a brownie? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
You know, Rebecca, I don't know why you're so concerned about your figure. You know, back in the Renaissance time, full-figured women were revered. That's true.
Yeah,
artists would only paint big, voluptuous women. In fact, that's how they got rid of a lot of their old paint.
Speaking of weight and stuff, I got a riddle. Which is heavier, a pound of Cliff's brain or a pound of dead flies?
It's a trick question. A pound is a pound. They both weigh the same. Go ahead, ask me another Mr. Clavin's brain question.
Okay, let's see. if you dropped Cliff's brain in a bowling ball off the top of the Empire State.
Yeah.
Norm, we had to rush over to tell you.
The new window treatment you designed just went up. It is spectacular.
Are you speaking to another Norm, or do you have a death wish?
Beg pardon?
I think I want these people to know I'm an interior decorator.
We're sorry, Norm. It's just we simply cannot moderate our approbation.
Well, give it a shot, okay?
But you should be decorating professionally.
No. Please. Doing you folks a favor was one thing. Any more of this interior decorating junk could really eat into my reputation as a lazy, beer-guzzling lump of mashed potato.
But, Norm, you have a gift.
Gift? Try curse, pal. I spent my whole damn life trying to cover up the fact that I have a great sense of color and I always know where to stick the ottoman.
Well, it's a pity. You see, we've just met this new couple and they need a decorator.
Dearest, Norm has made his feelings clear.
He's been very well off.
Fraser, it's not a matter of money.
They're willing to pay five figures.
But, Fraser.
Hey, Elvira, back off.
If the left side of Cliff's brain leaves New York on a train traveling at 65 miles per hour, and the right side of Cliff's brain leaves L.A.
Wait. Let me get a pencil.
People on. I'll wipe up the floor with them. Who are they, anyhow?
Well, actually, they're friends of friends.
Yeah? But I have to warn you, they're the essence of the Y word.
That's the yuppie word for yuppie. Huh.
Are you implying that I'm a yuppie?
Oh, forgive me, I erred. And if I ever do it again, you may cut out my tongue and serve it to me in a fajita. Here we go.
I'm going to take one last look in the kitchen.
We were just talking about you.
Kiss, kiss.
Yes, yes.
Sorry we're late. We couldn't decide whether to take the Range Rover or the BMW.
Oh, but don't keep us in suspense.
The Beamer.
Well, we're all here now. What fun.
Kia Royale's all around.
That'd be super. Great, Fraser.
I can't get over what your decorator has done with this place. It's warm, it's solid, it's real.
It's super.
Oh, hi. What's going on?
Kim and Robert Cooperman, I'd like you to meet our decorator, Norman Peterson.
Hi. How do you do, Norman?
Great. Well, you know, this is the last cold beer. We could split it or something.
No, thanks. We're taken care of.
Okay, well, suit yourself.
Sit down, everybody. It's beautiful and functional.
You know, Fraser told me a little bit about your place, so I did take the liberty of jotting down a few ideas.
Excuse me, are those cocktail napkins?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you need one?
No.
Veggie pate?
Oh, yes, please. I'm on empty over here. Anyway. I heard your place is pretty modern, you know, and most of your stuff is kind of gray. So I thought maybe, you know, some, you know, color would be good.
Actually, we hadn't totally sold ourselves on the concept of change.
Oh. We could keep some of your old stuff and, you know, throw in some new stuff, too. Grace, could you help me with this wall treatment?
Susie, I rolled it myself.
What's going on? I'm dying over here.
Well, it's not you, Norm. It's them.
Yeah?
They're narrow-minded, trend-sucking dilettantes who insist that... that their chefs be French, you know, that their mechanics be German, and that their designers be stylish.
You mean stylish?
Very stylish.
Enough said, Fraser.
I'm sorry, Norm. This could have been a real lucrative job for you. I don't know what to say.
That's okay. I do. Listen, did I tell you that last night I programmed myself to dream about your space?
Sal, I don't mean to insult you, but you're looking kind of puny. Have you lost weight?
Is this a setup? Did Sam tell you to say that?
No, ma'am, I told myself to say it. Yeah, I'm worried about you. You know, if you're not careful, you're going to start wasting away, and pretty soon your ribs will start to show, like this guy back in Hanover, Kyle Lefferts. Of course, he'd been dead a while when they found him.
Thank you, Woody. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me all week.
Your hair's been looking kind of ratty.
Unfortunately, that's the second nicest thing.
What, no kiss?
No, I've got to weigh myself.
Oh, we got your scale back here.
What's it doing behind the bar?
We needed it to settle an argument about how much Mr. Clavin's brain weighs.
I think I am in for a pleasant surprise.
Your weight is 162 pounds.
What? Malone! Get out here. I know what you just did.
Congratulations.
Get it?
Okay. Cliff's brain is found murdered in a room. All the doors and windows are locked.
Good, he's here. Hello, Norman.
What's going on? Oh, hi. No. Let's sit up here. Well, Nick and Della Tracy, how did you ever track me down?
It's the address on the cocktail napkin you did your sketches on.
You're good.
You know, Norman, we've never been in a gay bar before. It seems just like a regular bar.
Oh, honey, look at those two. Anyway, how about some drinks?
Right,
miss?
Oh, no. That's I'll take care of it. He's kind of touchy since the operation. Yo, Widow, my friends and I need a couple of white wine spritzers and a beer. Spritzer.
You feeling okay?
Sure. Very manly. Never more so. Spritzers à trois on the way.
Thank you. You know, Norman, we didn't just pop in here on a whim. We love the work you did on our place so much that we want you to do our mountain retreat next.
Gee, I don't know. My schedule's kind of...
We know it's an inconvenience, all right? So can we double your rate?
Only because I love you kids so much.
Listen, if you could scope it out this weekend, that would be super.
Super?
Super.
Super.
I'm glad you can make it because we have another friend who we've been dying for you to meet. And he's really cute.
He?
Well, unless somebody's already snapped you up.
Well, yeah, darn it, I have been snapped up. By, that fellow over there.
The one who had the operation?
Bite your tongue, no. No, the tall hunk rinsing glasses.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Sam Malone, the pitcher?
Oh, I've heard of him. Didn't he used to play for the Sox?
Yes, but now he plays for me.
Oh, man, the guys at the gym are going to freak. Why don't you bring him over and introduce him to us?
I think he's probably a little bit too busy right now. All right, I'll get him. Sam, can I have a word, please? Yeah, now, come here. Sam, I need a favor, pal. Okay, I have these clients, and they're big fans of yours.
Oh.
And it'd mean a lot if you could just come over and say hi to them.
Oh, hell yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sammy. Thanks, bud. And one more thing, man, okay? We're lovers. Kids, this is Sam Malone. Sam Malone, this is Kim and Robert Cooperman.
Pleased to meet you.
You sure do make a cute couple.
Just accept the compliment, honey.
Thanks.
I have a confession to make. We came in here tonight to try to fix Norman up with another man.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Since the two of you were together, how about if the four of us spend the weekend at the cabin? It'll be a hoot.
Is that good for you, Sam?
What do you mean, is it good for me? It stinks for me, man. Come on, I can't pack this. Don't do this to me. Listen, I like babes. I love babes, and babes love me. Babes. 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 Babes.
Babes is his pet word for linebackers.
Norman, I pride myself on being a very perceptive person. Now, is something amiss?
Yeah. Sam and I have had a tiff.
Well, look, maybe meeting Michael is just the thing you need. I mean, he lives right around the corner. Kim, go call him.
No, folks, please. I can't go on with this any longer. Look, I don't care if it costs me the job. I got to tell you the truth, okay? I wanted to be your decorator, so I pretended to be who I thought you wanted me to be. But it's time that I came out of the closet. I'm straight.
Impossible.
No, I... Ever since I was a little boy, I've known that I preferred girls. Actually, I'm a guy with a wife. I mean, I sleep with Vera. Well, yeah, I sleep next to her. It's in the room next to her, but I do keep the door open. But the point is... I think you should judge people for what they do, not for who they do.
You're absolutely right, Norman. I can't believe we've been the perpetrators of this kind of discrimination.
We'll see you, Norman.
No, well, listen, hey, folks, I could still, you know, decorate your mountain retreat there.
Kim and I happen to be people of principle, all right? Now, we put our trust in you, our faith. We trusted you with our most prized possession, our home. How did you return that trust? You lied to us. You betrayed us. You made fools of us.
I could do it for half price.
Here's the key. There's Perrier in the fridge. If the neighbors ask, you're a plumber.
Gotcha. Can do. Can do. Thank you so much. Thank you. How about those Celtics, huh? How could you do this to us?
What? Do what?
We're your best friends. I mean, I can't believe that you didn't feel close enough to share this part of your life with us.
This part? What? Guys, I'm straight. I'm not gay.
Oh, who cares about that? You can get stuff at wholesale.
I need a sofa.
Yes?
I could use a lamp.
Yeah. Now, can you get me a deal on a good Barker lounger? All right. But I have to tell you, folks, that I am not cheap.
Even for your lover?